This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their special session Monday, having rearranged billions of dollars in taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The headline of the special session was that homeowners got about $430 million of property tax relief. But the biggest financial change was actually to Tabor refunds. The legislature reduced next year's paybacks for wealthier Coloradans by nearly $500 million collectively and used most of it to fund refunds and credits for households making less than about $50,000 a year. Democrats said it was about spreading the support. Republicans said it was an unwarranted wealth transfer and that voters had just shot down similar ideas with Proposition HH. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Artists at Opera Colorado have successfully organized into a union. They've worked with the company without a union agreement since the late 1980s. Opera Colorado didn't immediately return a request for comments. Opera Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. Police in Pueblo shot and killed someone over a stolen vehicle this past weekend. The police department says officers fired when contacting two suspects who drove in reverse into a flea market, seriously injured one person. The state has launched an online dashboard to better track cases of missing and murdered indigenous people in the state. Colorado has issued 45 alerts for missing Native people so far this year. The dashboard is up now on the website of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. It also shows cold cases that the state is investigating and has links to resources for affected families. This is CPR News.